couple. I'd get little hugs here and there. She'd just look at me and smile real sweetly and say, "I love you, Pops." I mean, it was just the worst thing. I don't know how anybody puts up with it.
Yeah, it was a real burden to you with the picture you sent me. But no, all kidding aside, I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. I'm glad she enjoyed it. And glad everything went good with the nighttime bed routine.
Well, and she slept all night. She gives her parents a lot harder time than she gave us. It was fairly easy. Of course, Beth handled it a little more than I did, but still, it was easier for her than what she does for her parents. So maybe that'll work itself out. That's just the way it goes. But and I'll send you a copy of that recipe. Even you might be able to make it. It's pretty simple. You know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I got that. But you're right. It's been so long since I've done anything in the kitchen that it might be a minute before I can figure it out.
Well, it was pretty good. I'm interested to try it with other fruit. The only reason I used strawberries was because that was all we had. I found some in the freezer. It's been a long time since Beth bought a can of any kind of fruit filling, anything like that. She says it's too much sugar, and she won't let me eat it. So she's in bed. She wasn't feeling well. She went to bed, and I thought, well, I'm just going to make this recipe anyway. And while she's in bed, she won't know it. And I might just end up eating it all because I've eaten about half of it already. Anyway, I'll probably pay for it tomorrow. But that's about it, Patrick. It's a balmy somewhere between 25 and 30 degrees right now, so I don't think it's going to get much colder tonight. I don't think. I haven't checked. But it's a lot better than it has been the last couple nights. So we'll let you go. Hello to you and Miss Elise and everyone else on the net. And thank you for calling it. You're doing a fine job with the net tonight. I appreciate it. We will talk to you probably tomorrow sometime. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Good to talk to you tonight, and I hate to hear that Miss Beth is not feeling good. Hopefully whatever it is gone and she's feeling better in the morning. And, yeah, glad it's not supposed to get as cold as it has been. And you enjoy it, and enjoy your dessert there, and try not to get an upset tummy from it. But good to talk to you this evening. Do appreciate it, as always. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm KO4LKU. Just turned the radio on and heard you, thought I'd try and check it.
I got most of that. I believe KO4LAQ, was that correct?
Correct. My name is Ken Watt. I'm here in Tennessee, South Carolina.
Good to hear, and you're making it into the repeater. It's a little scratchy. I can tell you're on HT, but you're perfectly readable. Just wanted to make sure I got the Q right and it wasn't an O since it didn't come up in my system. But can you give me your name, sir, and location?
My name is Martin, and I'm in Tennessee, South Carolina.
But I didn't get a location.
I'm in Tennessee, South Carolina, just north of the state.
Sir, well, welcome to the group, and we have a net every night at 9 o'clock. And I'd love to have you check in a different net controller every night. So it's something a little different every night. And Wednesday night we have a SwapNet meeting. And SwapNet, Mr. Gary does that on Wednesday night. And you might enjoy that if you're looking around. If not, you can go to the website also, and it is listed there on the SwapNet, things for people have got for sale or looking for. So if you're interested in any of it, just give them a shout, and they'll be glad to contact you. But thank you for coming by, Martin. I do appreciate it, and look forward to hearing you many, many other times on the net. Thank you, sir. All right. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
4LZI, I think we beat some of you. We did. started this morning, it was 9 degrees up here.
It got down into the single digits. I think it got down to around 8 up here, Mr. Andy. But I really wasn't paying attention to it. I had other things I was trying to do, thawing out them water lines.
To think what it was up here at the repeater site, up there on Caesar's Head, I bet up there it was down to 0 for sure up there on the mountain at the site.
So, but the wind is what was really bad this morning. When it's a single digits and the wind's blowing any at all, it's cold.
Hey, I4LZ, one thing I've learned being about around a lot of different other people who also own repeaters, when it gets real, real cold, I'm sure Dave and them are wise enough to do certain things, but some of these electronics will go wacky and crazy if it gets too cold or if it gets too hot. And there's been a time or two I've been told by others where a repeater would stick and transmit when it got too cold in the repeater building. And when that happened, if they didn't have a working remote link, they had to go up on the mountain to shut it down, so I hope this day and time everybody thinks about the extremes and temperatures when it comes also to these repeater buildings. I think most do by now, though.
Well, on that, I don't know if they've got heat in them or not, but I don't know that they would. I mean, it'd be surprising if they did, but you never know. Extreme cold and extreme hot can really wreak havoc on electronics and batteries, circuits, I mean anything. Coax, extreme cold, it'll make it shrink up and you know, it may not have a good contact until it gets some heat running through it and expands back out. Metal contracts when it gets cold, even if it's just a couple thou. It's enough to cause a problem.
I was talking to you before about the Chad was doing over there. I don't know how they're doing it. You know, it's kind of above my head. But somehow they're linking the 145330 Trine repeater by All-Star into the Sky One system somehow or another. And that's how they're making that work over there. I heard Chad say it here 2 or 3 nights ago.
They put up I know they put up an All-Star node so they could link it that way. They've got it all working, and he does have a remote link into his where he can control the repeater, shut it down, turn it off, change things on it. So I know he's got that, but I think most of the newer ones have that. I'm not sure, though.
New ones today, you're right, there's ways where you can do that, but I've heard others that over here that had them back years ago at certain sites where they didn't have the remote or something, somebody couldn't work, and they had literally to go up on the mountain then to shut it down because it would stick and transmit. WR4XM had a UHF repeater on the Caesar's Head many years ago do like that. Doggone road was icy and all, and I'm sure you know how curvy that road up Caesar's Head is. He had to go up through all that to shut it down because it was sticking in transmit and wasn't unkeyed.
That's the nice thing about the new electronics and how all that works and the internet. As long as you can get internet to the building, you can have a lot more functionality of it. Or if you are close enough that you can have a RF link to it on a different frequency where you can do your tones into it, that's always handy too. And yeah, I've been up down Caesar's Head when it's snow covered and icy, and that's not a fun road to be on.
He used to tell me that this was even before I had my license. and he was telling me about that, having to go up there. These electronic setups in these repeater buildings, when it comes to the extremes in the heat or the cold, they're very sensitive too, and as he's told me, he always now keeps a fan running in the summer, or AC1, or and a heater in the winter, so that he don't have to do such stuff as that anymore. And it's very sensible when it gets this extreme cold. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Anything you can do to make your life easier, and when you know things are a problem, is always a smart choice. But anything else tonight, Andy?
Well, just telling you, it was here. It was down in the single digits. And I bet on these mountaintops where the machines are, it was down probably close to zero. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Roger that, Andy. And thanks for coming by and hanging out with me for a few minutes. But I'm going to go ahead and shut the net down at 5 o'clock. It's going to come early in the morning. So good to talk to you tonight. Always a pleasure. all right. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in K4QU. K4QU, Quebec Delta Uniform, Randy and Greer, you can check me in and out. Have a good night.
4QU, Randy and Greer, correct?
SUDU, Quebec Delta Uniform.
Appreciate you coming by tonight, Randy. I'm looking at your thing and it says Walter, so I want to make sure I'm saying it right, Randy.
Walter's my legal name. Randy's a nickname that I go by, so either one will work.
Thank you for coming by and checking in with us. Do appreciate it. And we're here every night, 9 o'clock, to usually around 10, at least 10. So I do appreciate it. And there's a different net controller every night. So good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by. Is there anyone else? Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, I'm going to assume I have everybody, and I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night. KO4HKX, clear.